Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Parents often get accused by their kids of not having a good sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
They even have a whole category called dad jokes. And
yeah.
I think it's not fair. I think that kids sometimes don't get the humor of the parents, and so they think it's not funny. But really, we are trolling them at a high level.
That's it. Yeah.
And I've seen some pretty funny stuff on the internet recently of parents who leave messages for their kids that are very funny. And I thought I would share some of these with you, because if you're a parent, you could possibly use some of these on your kids.
Good. All right.
There's a $20 bill on the table, and it has a Post-it note on it, and it says, "Alex, this is to replace the fireball that you had hidden in your room. Thanks. It really helped me relax and write that sermon for church on Sunday." So apparently they found the liquor he had hidden in his room, and then they claimed that they used it to write the sermon for they were teaching on Sunday.
It gives you inspiration.
Yeah, I guess so.
Be honest with you.
Sure. That's a fire and brimstone message right there.
I could do a shot now.
That reminds me of a guy I knew. He had some magazines that he was hiding in his room.
What kind of magazines?
Like, you know,
adult
magazines that he should not have.
Oh, yeah.
His mom went and taped up pictures all over his room.
Oh, my
That's
God.
So weird, because it happened to me, too.
I was going to say that sounded familiar.
Yeah. Could you imagine, though? Tom, it had to be so embarrassing.
Well,
and you were probably rushing to take him down?
I was watching over my best friend, Sean Tucker. He had these magazines that his brother was often serving in the Army. And his mom said she was going to clean his room. So he's like, "Take these and hide them at your house so my mom doesn't find them." Well, my little brother found them, and he got caught messing with them. And so then my mom hung them all over my room. And so I walked in one day, had no idea, opened the door to my room, and there are centerfolds on every wall.
That's classic. I applaud your mom.
I about pooped my pants.
I'd be like, "Mom, I love the decorating you've done."
I thought of that, but I'm like, I don't really want to risk that.
Yeah.
So I waited to find out who did it, because I wasn't going to say nothing. And my mom finally said, "How'd you like your room?" I'm like, "It was nice, but..."
That's classic, though.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
All right, here's a savage parent. This is on the front door of the house. "You missed curfew. Do not knock or ring the doorbell. You may sleep on the patio. I have been generous this time and provided a blanket."
Okay. Wow.
That's harsh right there.
How old are they, though?
Well, I'm assuming 15 plus, 16, something in that range. Here's a beautifully decorated one. "Morning, kids. Mom and Dad are sleeping in this morning. Do not knock and wake us up before 10 a.m. unless there is a real fire emergency. To answer your questions, you can have cereal for breakfast. Yes, you can watch TV or play on the Wii. No, you may not go to your friend's house. No, you cannot have a bag of snacks from the pantry. Those are for lunches. You can have an orange for a snack. This means one each. Alexia, don't antagonize your brother. Liam, don't be a whiner, or at least not a loud one. We love you. See you no earlier than 10.
You know, I don't like that idea.
Really?
Because too much homework. I'm like, you got to write all that down? I'd rather just get up and put up with him.
Wow. I think they might have been maybe wanting to do more than sleep late, Hawk. I'm just guessing there. They wanted to be left alone.
Oh, do taxes and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I got you.
All right, here is a note that was left by the kid on the microwave. It says, "HANDEL is broken." So the mom and dad left a big printing or picture of the musician Handel, which is spelled that way. And it says, "Me?" question mark, because they didn't spell Handel right. And I'm guessing if your kid spells handle wrong, you want them to learn to do their spelling right.
Oh, so it's L-E.
Seeing the picture, that's like Beethoven.
One of those kind of guys. Okay. Handel, yes.
I don't know him.
He did Messiah. Handel's Messiah. You would recognize it if you heard it.
Does he have a posse or anything?
No.
Okay.
All right. Here is a note on a napkin. Every time you don't eat your sandwich, a unicorn dies. Love, Dad. Oh, hashtag dad fact.
That's a good one to send with your girl's lunch.
All right, here's a funny one. Dear Oliver, yes, I used your laptop. I couldn't find the charger for mine. P.S., you might need to delete your browsing history. Your granny would be shocked. P.P.S., you should know that you can use incognito mode when searching for things like that. Please use the internet properly. Love, Dad.
Okay.
Now, that's a dad, not a mom.
Yeah. Well, it sounds a lot like your mom.
It does, right?
Ways, yeah.
And I'll tell you, that was the first thing I learned to do, how to delete my browser history.
Yeah. I don't have to.
All right.
I don't even know how to. So I just try to
good luck with your kids.
Safely.
Yes. All right. Sure. Kevin and Molly, I worked very hard on the kitchen today. The counters and sink are clean and empty. I also washed the floor. If you don't leave the kitchen the way you found it, I will punch you in the throat. Love, Mom.
Wow.
That's subtle, huh?
I like it. Nice.
All right, and finally, last one. There is a note in the kitchen, and it says, I don't know who you are. It has Liam Neeson's picture on it, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what you want. If you're looking for a maid to clean up after you, I can tell you I don't do that. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long lifetime in IT. Skills that make me an expert in home Wi-Fi systems and cellular data plans. If you clean up your own kitchen mess, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will disconnect you from the internet.
And that's from a wife, right? To a husband?
That's actually a husband to the kids.
I like that. I like that movie, too.
Yeah, that's funny. If you read it in his voice, mm-hmm. I tried to do that.
You did.
That was your Liam Neeson voice?
Yeah, I should have tried harder.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Do it in yours.
I don't have, what's the content again? What's,
never mind.
I have a particular set of skills.
Everything you do. Everything you do is Sean Connery.
That's not Sean Connery.
Well, it's not.
I have a particular set of skills.
No, that's Liam?
No, that's Sean Connery.
Oh, that's
Sean. I do your Liam again.
I have a particular set of skills.
He's Irish.
That's just Sean Connery 20 years earlier.
No, Frosted Lucky Charms. Lucky Charms guy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.